Marin News. I'm John Scott. A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. The Trump administration has argued it did not violate any orders, noted the judge did not include the turnaround directive in his written order, and said the planes had already left the U.S. by the time the order came down. Shoppers increased their shopping last month, fueled by a spending spree before President Trump's tariffs started kicking in. Retail sales rose a better than expected 1.4% in March, after rising 0.2% in February, according to the Commerce Department. The Trump administration is suing Maine's Education Department over transgender sports. Greg Clugston with a report.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the lawsuit against Maine for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls' and women's sports.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports.
Maine Governor Janet Mills said this matter is about states' rights and defending the rule of law against a federal government bent on imposing its will. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China appointing a new trade negotiator in the midst of a tariff fight with the U.S. BBC correspondent Stephen McDonnell in Beijing reports on the appointment of Li Qingjiang.
He's a decades-long experienced trade negotiator and just the type of person you would want if you're the Chinese government and you're wanting to sit down with the U.S. and do a deal on trade. Donald Trump said to his supporters, China needs to do a deal with us. Well, the Chinese government isn't behaving like it needs to do anything of the sort and is instead digging in.
Qingjiang replaces Wang Jiawen. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem on Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It's a ritual dating back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood on the same site. The blessing is performed by male Jews who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place three times a year during Judaism's major holidays. This is SRN News. A new poll has some bad news for Senator Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew reports.
More than half of respondents to a new Marist poll of New Yorkers say it's time for Schumer to give up the role of Senate Minority Leader and pass the torch to somebody new. 45% said the 74-year-old Schumer should remain in the position. Among Democrats, about half say Schumer should remain in his current role. 48% say it's time for him to pass the torch. Schumer has faced growing criticism from within his own party for not doing more to oppose President Trump and the GOP majority. Bob Agnew reported.
A Texas judge has thrown out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees. The order on Tuesday by District Judge Mark Pittman in Fort Worth came a day after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a coalition of major banking groups agreed that that rule was illegal. It was proposed last year under the Biden administration. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.